Hare Krishna. Probably listeners have heard on the news that the present Pope has tendered his resignation yesterday. I saw that on the news yesterday. And he cited age and illness as reasons for handing over the mantle to someone else. Although there have been resignations in the history of Catholic Church, but in the modern day, it's rare. But understandable. Understandable. It's not a easy thing to be the head of a religious organization, especially of such a large religious organization like the Catholic Church worldwide, a billion members, and a church that, especially since the present Pope has been serving in his capacity, that's been facing probably one of the most serious challenges to its credibility, which was the child abuse that emerged, international child abuse in its schools and orphanages and such institutions from years gone by. And such things are difficult to deal with, handle. In one sense, it's a great service to God. For instance, no doubt in our position, as Srila Prabhupada also said, that to be in a position of GBC, it's a if you do things right, it's a great Krishna gives you a lot of mercy. If you do it wrong, make mistakes, or you do things wrong, then he also punishes you. But to be a mat commander, and I'm using the word mat commander because a pastime comes to mind in relationship to Ramayan, which is that I can't remember the exact details, but in the pastime it was considered that if someone becomes a mat commander, mat meaning as in Gaudiya Mat or a religious organization, a temple, a yatra, if one becomes the head of a spiritual organization in Kali Yuga, that's a curse. And Srila Prabhupada had also said that there's nothing more difficult than to actually run a spiritual organization in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is the time of quarrel, hypocrisy, a time where people are becoming less and less religious. At the same time, even though they're more inclined to sense gratification and other forms of material enjoyment, still people expect high standards, or the highest standards from religious institutions, especially in regards to things like child abuse and so on. And rightly, it should be so. In fact, unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, sometimes people don't expect high standards, and they make all kinds of compromise, as we've seen in the past or even in the present, that there are religious leaders who claim to be God, there are religious leaders who claim that self-realization can be achieved by sex life, sense gratification, and unfortunately, although they're criticized by some, they're also followed by others. So such foolishness also exists in Kali Yuga. And yet at the same time, it's the most difficult thing that one can actually do. It's not not an easy calling. It's a divine calling. It's certainly a supreme service to the Lord, but that doesn't make it easy. And Srila Prabhupada would also complain now that he's getting so many headaches from all the problems that come to him. Why? Because it was also a problem. So, one on one side, we, meaning anyone, has right to expect spiritual standards, proper spiritual standards, and they should know what proper spiritual standards are. Propagating sex life, having sex life is not proper spiritual standards. They have a right to expect spiritual standards, and the pronouncement of the same from religious leaders and from religious institutions, even if they may prove to be unpopular, just like, for instance, the Catholic Church's stand on contraception, on sex outside of marriage, which is synonymous with ours or very similar to ours, is not necessarily popular. It's not something that wins votes, and that even many of the followers of the church are willing to accept. But still, the duty is to speak the truth, and whether people, in fact, just yesterday, I was reading in the shloka book, one shloka, where Srila Prabhupada is citing that in Kali Yuga, if you tell people lies that sound good to their ears, then they'll praise you. But if you tell them the truth, then they'll beat you with sticks. So, yes. Sometimes one also has to say things that majority people may not like. So in the overall assessment of spiritual leadership and spiritual institutions, we should also consider that in Kali Yuga, especially in Kali Yuga, spiritual leaders cannot do miracles. Don't expect miracles from them. There are no miracles in Kali Yuga. Rather, if someone is able to, as for instance, on Srila Prabhupada's request, chant 16 rounds, follow regulative principles, that we see is often almost in the category of a miracle. But no, you should not expect miracles from spiritual leaders. Give them support. Expect that they maintain proper standards. Speak proper standards. Speak the truth, however palatable or unpalatable it may be to others. But consider that it's going to be very difficult to achieve ideal standards in this day and age. It is Kali Yuga. And although Krishna